Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sometimes you just have to just jump in and see where it goes. That's what this week's Work of the Week was all about, in the company of curator Michael Waldron from the Crawford Art Gallery.
I'm just laughing. We've been speaking for the last minute or so, and I just realised I forgot to turn on the record button. So, take two. We'll have to jump straight in now, and that's a deliberate pun, because when you give the name of this week's Work of the Week, everyone will get it, and when they'll see it, it's fairly obvious.
So the name of this work is Sweeney Jumps into Cork Harbour.
And it's a photograph.
It's a photograph from 2012 by the American artist Doug Dubois.
Okay, Doug. Isn't it amazing with photography, literally one split second catches a painting, you know what I mean? Just describing it. We're down in Cove.
Yeah, so this is the waterfront in Cove, and we're looking along, so this large photograph, we're looking along the quay walls towards the town of Cove.
Yeah.
If people can imagine, the railway line is just to our left, and the waters of Cork Harbour are to our right.
Oh, are we looking at the bridge, that the steps to the bridge that goes over the railway line?
We are. So there's a little pedestrian bridge in the foreground, I suppose, the photograph. And in the distance you can see the railway station and the Queenstown Story.
Yes.
And then further on you can see Sirius Arts Centre. So you're looking all the way along the quay.
So half the picture on the left-hand side is the steps of the walk bridge over the railway. And there's also a scaffolding to the left of that, so there's obviously a bit of work being done on that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stairway going on here, you know, for people to make access. And it, right in the middle of the other half of the picture, heading into the great blue unknown, the great depths of Cork Harbour, it's Sweeney, isn't it?
It's Sweeney. So I don't know if Sweeney is the person's name or if there might be more to it.
Okay.
But what we have here is a young figure who has leapt into the unknown, so to speak, leapt off this pedestrian bridge, the steps of the bridge, and is mid-air as they leap into the water of the deep water berth. And we have to remember, this is the deep water quay. This is where the biggest cruise ships in the world come to berth. So what we have is someone who's really showing off, but it's a point of real risk as well.
There's no fear.
No fear, but I think there's kind of a mixture of bravado and vulnerability, because there's a kind of awe at this death-defying feat, but also we know, you know, it could end terribly. And so he's being watched on by other people of his age.
Yeah, there's a guy on a bike, there's a few people catching onto the railing just next to the pier. There's a few people sitting down on the, not even the seats, the planters. by the railway station and all that. And he has a captive audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's kind of your moment to shine, and you kind of have to rise to the occasion. But apparently this is a bit of a rite of passage in Cove. I don't know if it still goes on now, but, you know, 12 years ago, this is what you might have done as a teenager in Cove during the summer months. Maybe it took some sort of daredevil to to do it. And it just captures that moment in, I think, in this case, late teens, when you're just on the cusp of adulthood.
Yeah.
And there's maybe that just that tension again between bravado and vulnerability.
Stupidity. Sorry, Sweeney.
You know, you'd be a legend if you lived to tell the tale.
But in a funny way, our work of the week is going to become a thought for of the day, because a rite of passage is something that can take place at any time in life, isn't it?
It can happen. In this case, you have people in their late teens. They're probably 17 going on 18.
Yeah.
But equally, a rite of passage can happen at any point in life. So you can be in your 70s and still go through a rite of passage.
You could still leap off the edge.
I mean, you could.
Into the great unknown, figuratively speaking.
Just in the senior category.
Yes, okay. Is this what the photographer is trying to catch in a way?
I think so. So Doug Dubois was on an artist's residency every summer between 2009 and 2014 at Sirius Arts Centre. And he worked with local teenagers on a project which eventually became known as My Last Day at 17.
Ah.
So it's on this cusp of adulthood,
yes.
A very kind of decisive point in someone's life,
right.
Where many things become suddenly legal in your life.
Yes.
You're no longer a minor, all of these sorts of things.
Yeah.
And so he was very interested in that idea, but also he realized that, you know, working in a town he didn't know, he came to know these people, and they were suspicious of him. I think he says, rightly so. Who's this Yank?
Who's your man with a camera?
Yeah, exactly. So he had to earn their trust. And he got to know them. They are the stars of that whole body of work. And this comes from it.
Okay.
It was exhibited at Sirius Arts Centre and in Crawford in, I think, 2015. We're delighted, I think, to have this as part of the collection, because it marks a moment in their lives, a specific moment in the kind of cultural life of Cove and Cork. An artist who was looking at us from the outside.
Just from the outside, And he had no judgment as such. He just shot it as it was. Yeah.
And all these kids are, you know, they're all about 30 now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sweeney, now, you're not sure if the kid was called Sweeney, but there's a happy coincidence if the kid was called Sweeney.
Yeah.
Because in Irish storyland.
Yeah, so in Irish kind of myth, and I think in writing, and poets have written about this character of Sweeney, or Builla Sivna, or Builla Sweena, and this kind of king who is sort of cursed to wander bird-like. So he's flying around Ireland and Britain.
Yeah.
He has these moments of flight, and he also has a leaping contest with the hag of the mill. So the idea of mill waters, or the water, and leaping and flying, are bound up in that idea of Sweeney. So maybe there's a context there.
There's a lot of thought gone into this when you think about it, you know, from the shooting of it to the titling of it.
Yeah.
So fair dues to him. It's part of an exhibition called Light and Shade.
Yeah, and so that
coming
closes
to a close,
Sunday, 14th of April. And it's just a kind of a gentle exhibition curated by my colleague Anne Bodar that brings together kind of spring-like imagery. I think we needed that lift. The weather's been so poor that lift...
You can't even plant potatoes.
I know. Well, you can look at them growing in paintings instead.
Okay.
So they're lovely works by Anne Yates and Niamh Swanton, who we've spoken about before, Rosalie Moore, Elizabeth Cope, William John Leach, many artists. And the imagery is spring-like. It's bright, sometimes with mixed showers and a lot of flowers, and I think just that general sense of times are changing and we'll maybe be on the cusp of summer soon.
We're no longer heeding the warnings. Do not stay too close to the sea. Stay indoors. Here he is, Sweeney, taking the jump.
Exactly. Get outside, enjoy the weather.
Enjoy life.
Exactly.
It's there to be jumped into. All right. Thanks for taking the plunge this week.
I'm searching desperately for another pun, but I can't get there.
Yeah, you're totally out of your depth. Okay.
No.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.